exclusively on Paramount Plus. Get ready.
Vamanos!
To explore like never before.
Swiper knows. Swiping!
Oh, man!
Swing into action.
We need your help.
Woohoo!
Yay!
With a girl who put adventure on the map.
I don't think I can do it, Dora.
I'll protect you, Boots. Together, we got this.
Todos juntos!
Dora, the brand new series. Stream with your family now, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Wait! Boys, the Krabby Patties!
Who's the winner of Employee of the Month?
Me!
Boys,
me!
Wait! Boys, the Krabby Patties! Boys, wait!
Welcome to SpongeBob Binge Pants,
Nickelodeon's official podcast about all things SpongeBob.
I'm Hector Navarro.
And I'm Frankie Grande.
You know her from YouTube, and she is a bona fide SpongeBob superfan and quiz show winner. On the show today, we have Simply Mander, aka Amanda Teal. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
You are a SpongeBob superfan. You've been on a SpongeBob quiz show. We're going to get into all of that and talk about some of our favorite episodes and your favorite episodes of SpongeBob, The Chaperone and Employee of the Month. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Amanda, you are our first health and fitness expert on SpongeBob Binge Pants.
Mm-hmm. How did these things collide? I don't know. Yeah.
And not only that, but I believe, unless I'm mistaken, and if I am, listeners, let us know, but I believe you are also our first SpongeBob superfan who's actually been on a SpongeBob quiz show.
That's so
awesome.
Those are some credentials, Amanda. That's amazing.
Not only was I on it, I have to just flex for a second. I actually won the golden pineapple, my friend.
No way.
I did.
Wow.
What were some of your favorite questions that were asked of you? Like, what are the things that you like ask somebody else and expect them to never know?
Oh my gosh. I mean, there were date quizzes, like what was Annoy Squidward Day?
No way.
Yes. Whoa. There was like dates in the show. There was, you know, who voiced which part in SpongeBob, but there was two parts where they put jellyfish nets on our hut. Like we wore helmets and it had jellyfish nets and they threw, like the cast was throwing like little jellyfish flopping things at us and we had to catch them in the baskets on our head. And that was like a portion of our winning.
Wow.
It's like that frog game that you play at a carnival when you're like kabunk and you try and kabunk.
It's so funny because it also feels like an old school Nickelodeon game show, like all the ones we grew up watching, you know, like that's what that feels like. I mean, look, you had the quiz portion locked down. And then when it came to that, Amanda, you're like, well, good for me. I'm a health and fitness expert. I'm ready to rock this as well. Physical challenge, no sweat.
Great. And they, instead of slime, like remember, you know, we would get slimed back in the day. They made chum.
Still happens.
Chummed at the end for fun.
Did it smell?
There was dog food in it.
Oh my God. Yeah,
I did this all for the love of SpongeBob.
Listen, Nickelodeon is many, many things, and we love a little messy time on Nickelodeon.
So Amanda, how did you, like, tell us your story of how you got connected with this like SpongeBob quiz show? How did you get on the show? I mean, we clearly know that you're a fan, so we know how you won the show. You got the credentials, you got the knowledge, but like, how did that even happen? And what was your first thought when you found out that like they asked you to maybe be on the show?
I was so excited because I am a genuine diehard SpongeBob fan, like to this day. And you know, people make fun of me for it, and I just embrace it. Like, I leave SpongeBob on for the dogs, right? But I love it. I leave it on. I know all the episodes, like their scripts. I could probably still recite them to this day.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. It's such a nostalgic thing for me because I grew up on SpongeBob and it was like my one show. I watched nothing else but SpongeBob.
Wow.
So it just reminded me of my childhood, and people who follow me know that. Like, I always quote SpongeBob. In my YouTube videos, I would like pop up some things of SpongeBob. I always do the time card. So people just always would associate me with SpongeBob.
Wow.
And so one of the girls that follows me, she was like, hey, you know, know, my friend at Nickelodeon, she really wants to interview you for this SpongeBob game show. And I was like, what is a SpongeBob game show? So, yeah, I had to interview for it and do like a little skit. And they made me make a video and submit it to Nickelodeon and whatnot. And then I got it.
There you are.
Wow. And I'm like, there. Yeah, and then I won.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we're talking about how Amanda was the perfect person for this SpongeBob Smarty Pants. That was the name of the show, right? SpongeBob Smarty Pants.
Cute.
So cute. Well, yeah, let's get into it. Frankie, why don't you recap everybody? Give us the little synopsis for one of our favorite episodes, The Chaperone.
When Pearl gets dumped right before her prom, her dad, Mr. Krabs, recruits SpongeBob to take her to the prom. But SpongeBob is tasked with not embarrassing his boss's daughter, and he takes that job very seriously, as you can imagine. Will SpongeBob's special costume that makes him more handsome also make him the hit of the prom? Or will the night end in disaster?
Mr. Krabs, what's wrong with Pearl?
Her scurvy prom date stood her up, boy, and now she can't seem to find another.
That's because there's only one fish in the sea, as long, tan, and handsome as he is. And that's him!
No, no, baby, no.
Let's dive into our first segment. Amanda, do you have a favorite funniest moment from The Chaperone?
Har, 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 funniest moment.
Oh my gosh. I love when he gets ready for the prom and he's like long, tan, and it's like showing the bronze and then the braces. He like licks his braces. I don't know why that killed me. And then when he's like all the receipts of what he's writing, they just start piling up as she's like telling him what to do.
Friends, and don't do that other thing you're always doing.
We gotta get back to the limo.
A limo! Why didn't you say so? I love limousines.
Go easy on them, Lassie! I can't afford to break in a new fry cook!
What about you, Hector? What is your favorite, funniest moment of this episode?
This, I couldn't choose between two, but they're related and connected and bookend the episode. And I'm going to call out SpongeBob's dummy that he has is the funniest thing, because it's this great thing that happens at the beginning of the episode. And then it's such a brilliant callback at the end. And it makes you think, wait, was the dummy at the prom the whole time? It's amazing.
Oh, there you are, dummy. You sure come in handy.
Completely breaks the reality, but I love it because that's part of the SpongeBob reality. So that, I think, was so funny.
I love that conceit that they introduced. It's so silly.
Because SpongeBob walks into and he goes, oh, there you are, dummy. Like, did you not know where he would be? What are you? He had a life of his own. And then he got scared with Mr. Krabs opening the door. You know, I thought that was so funny.
Also, the dummy is definitely immobile, you know, and like, it's definitely a cardboard cutout, but yet it still manages to not be for the entire episode, which is hysterical. I have to say my favorite part is when Pearl is like having her first temper tantrum inside the Krusty Krabs and she's crying. And Mr. Krabs says, what are you talking about? And she says,
here, take SpongeBob.
The fry cook. Do you know what that would do to my complexion? People will mistake me for a planetarium.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
It's so like teenagers, you know, like that's exactly right. Like what were we talking about when we were having these meltdowns about boy bands and whatever? It's like, what are you talking about? I don't know, but I have to cry right now.
It was great. And shout out to Lori Allen, who we've had on the show, voice of Pearl, because that performance is always so gosh darn funny and just taps into that like teenager mentality, that teenage girl mentality. We've all had those meltdowns. We've all, you know, and that moment is great too, because it's like, is she just repeating what like other teenagers are saying because of what she's insecure about? And then when her dad asks her, but what does that mean? She's like, I don't know what that even means, but I know that it's bad. Like,
so funny.
The next fan favorite segment that we do here on the show, Amanda, is we get to pick our most heartfelt moment of the episode.
Most heartfelt moment.
Oh, yes. There was a really good heartfelt moment in
really
this one.
Really good one. Which one was your pick?
Oh, when he's crying in the bathroom because he thinks he ruined the prom.
You didn't mess everything up. Actually, it was pretty funny when that hot dog landed in Judy's hair.
Mom, I wonder what happened.
time. You know, we haven't finished our dance yet. Yes, you can still wear the wig.
Let's go!
Just a great, like, relationship moment between Pearl and SpongeBob. Mm-hmm. Again, another example of, like, how these characters are so good. Any of the dynamics between any combinations of characters is gonna lead to some great moments and really, really funny stuff.
So good.
Well, now it's time for a brand new segment on the show that we're gonna have to do if Amanda comes back. But it is now time for Amanda's Fitness Corner.
Bring me back,
Amanda.
Fitness Corner.
Amanda, we're going to have to bring back for the Fitness Corner. In your opinion, who do you think has the healthiest lifestyle in Bikini Bottom?
Oh, my gosh. Gosh, there's so many to choose from. Okay, this is going to be a little controversial. I'm going to say Gary. And
whoa.
Okay, that's awesome.
Hear me out. He's so zen. He is so he reads books in his spare time. He's always on the move. He's very chill. He has a very routine diet.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love Gary, honestly. He is so amazing.
Gary is the unsung hero of the show. Is he your favorite character, Amanda? Is he your favorite character in the SpongeBob world?
Oh my gosh. I really cannot like pick a true favorite. I just love them all in so many different ways. But he is up there. I will tell you that. He is up there. I do love Gary.
I'm also glad you definitely did not pick Plankton. And it's probably because you've been up close and personal with Chum. And you're like, that is not healthy. That's not healthy. You've seen it. You smelt it.
Not only have I seen it, it was actually dumped on my head. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. How long did it take you to get that out of your hair?
It was not great. It was in my hairline. I was definitely rubbing dog food out of my hair. Yeah.
Oh.
We love that.
Well, the things we do for SpongeBob.
Exactly.
Well, we have to talk about Employee of the Month, one of Amanda's favorite episodes. So, here's a quick little synopsis in case you need a refresher. When SpongeBob worries that he won't win the Employee of the Month award, Squidward is happy to inform him that it's a scam to get SpongeBob to work harder without any extra pay. But after SpongeBob decides to try and sabotage Squidward anyway, Squidward fully commits to trying to win the award himself. Now it's Squidward versus SpongeBob. Who will win?
Today's the beginning of the judging for Employee of the Month.
SpongeBob, don't you know that award is a scam?
What do you mean?
Mr. Krabs gives you that award so you'll work harder for no extra money.
That is not true, Squidward. He gives it to me because I work harder. You could win it too if you tried harder.
This episode was a wild ride. I just want to say this.
So funny.
It's so wild.
It's so wild. It's so fun. I don't know if this is a controversial thought, you guys. Feel free to shoot me down or argue with me, debate me if it's not. Ooh. But it almost felt like Squidward getting so invested in the competition was almost like out of character for Squidward, because isn't he usually very apathetic about working at the Krusty Krab? And, you know, I think that it definitely took a lot to get him to fully commit to it. And that was SpongeBob sneaking in his house at night.
What a great scene.
SpongeBob, what are you doing here?
You can't win that award if you don't get up for work.
It was such a good dynamic between Squidward and SpongeBob.
Yes.
And watching it back, that episode, I think I actually laughed the entire time. Like, their duel and everything, I think my personal favorite part was them going to the Krusty Krab in the morning and the whole spiel from the time they left Squidward's house to getting there. Yes, everything that just kept popping up, I forgot. Like, each, you know, thing that was being
so
presented.
Crazy.
So funny. I was dying.
So funny. Yeah.
Look, Mr. Krabs, clean floors.
Clean tables, Mr. Krabs.
Clean dishes, Mr. Krabs.
What's going on here?
I just want to add, I don't know if it's the funniest, but the thing that got me, that killed me, was the competition's ramping up. Squidward walks out his front door and then he falls into a grave that like SpongeBob dug. And it's probably not supposed to be a grave. It's just supposed to be like a hindrance, an obstacle, a pit, you know, something to keep Squidward from moving. But I thought of it as like, how messed up if SpongeBob like dug him a grave
and
was like, you fall in there. You can't even go to work. You're dead, man. You're dead. Like that just killed me so much. It was so great.
SpongeBob!
Hey, Squidward. Going somewhere?
I'm going to wring you dry when I get out of here. Now get me out of here!
Okay, Squidward. I'll stop by after work.
SpongeBob!
Okay. I need to break down the Bikini Bottom timeline for a second because SpongeBob in this episode, he says that he won the Employee of the Month award 26 months in a row.
Mm-hmm, right.
So that means that this episode takes place about 2 years and 2 months after Help Wanted, the first episode where he was hired by Mr. Krabs. That's how long that's happened.
Okay.
But what's weird is that his Employee of the Month picture was up on the wall 43 different times. That is a different number than 26.
Wow.
So the timeline may be broken. The other crazy fact that's connected to this episode is that in the first SpongeBob movie, SpongeBob says that he won Employee of the Month 374 times in a row, which is around 31 years. So that doesn't help me figure this out at all. Could it be possible that Mr. Krabs is giving out the award Employee of the Month every single day? Is that possible?
I think it's just, you know, just put the old Marvel answer on it and say, oh, it's the metaverse. That's why we have different actors and different rules. It's just the metaverse, you know?
Gotcha. I would love to skip over to another new segment, Cooking Corner with Amanda. Amanda, can you please let us know what your Krabby Patty recipe would be?
Okay, so listen here. I call this the Krabby Patty secret formula.
What? Because
it's not what you would think.
Okay.
So just trust me on this.
When we're with you.
When you make a breakfast sandwich next time and you're putting like eggs or egg whites, whatever your choice of egg is, on your English muffin or bagel or whatever, take some jelly and put it on the breakfast sandwich.
Yes. Whoa.
And everyone has that same look on their face when I tell them this, but I actually did that because of that episode where they're putting jellyfish jelly on the Krabby Patties.
Brilliant. What?
And I say this all the time. I'm like, do you want the Krabby Patty secret formula? It's delicious. And I say that. But it's so good. And everybody that I've told to do that to, they're like, oh, that's fantastic. That's the best breakfast sandwich I've ever had.
Who said that?
This is Who Said That, so I'm going to say the line, and you don't have to insert any words. You just tell me who said that line. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go. The line is, look, I'm putting my own money into the register.
That was SpongeBob.
Yay. I was really trying not to read it like SpongeBob. I want.
We are awarding you not just one golden pineapple. Not just two golden pineapples.
Oh, my goodness.
You are now the recipient of 50 golden pineapples, the ultimate trivia king and queen of SpongeBob SquarePants. Amanda, you're the champion. You've done it.
Honestly, thank you.
You're awesome. It's been such a delight, like, talking about these episodes with you.
Seriously, this is, like, the coolest thing next to the golden pineapple. That's what I start anytime I meet someone and they ask, like, you know, your fun fact. That's literally what I say every time. Like, did you know that I won the golden pineapple on a SpongeBob trivia show?
Yes, and tell everybody where they can find your vlogs and your videos, please.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. It's just Simply Mander on Instagram, YouTube.
Simply Mander.
You're one of our favorite SpongeBob fans. Thank you so, so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you.
And also, before we go, do you have any words that you'd love to say to fellow SpongeBob fans or even to the folks that work on SpongeBob? Just like kind of what it means to you. What would you like to say as a SpongeBob super fan?
I would love to tell them how much that SpongeBob keeps me like happy and enjoying the little things in life. Even as an adult, it's not just for kids. It never goes unnoticed. The funny jokes, the puns, everything in the episodes makes me so happy, and I will never stop watching SpongeBob. Literally, I'm going to be in the retirement home watching SpongeBob. I promise you.
That's right. Right next to Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. Sitting right next to him.
Yes. And you know, if you're somebody out there who like maybe doesn't feel like they fit in, you know, like you maybe are getting made fun of or whatever, just always stay true to you and what you love. Never change that for anybody. And no matter what they say about you or if they make fun of you for what you love, never stop loving it. Never stop sharing your love for it, because look, that's how I ended up here. So that's what I would tell anyone who also loves SpongeBob or any other thing that they love.
And don't forget to check in every Thursday for new episodes of SpongeBob Binge Pants, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what we're up to over here, spread the word, write a review, and keep watching cartoons. Thanks, and we'll see you next week. Bye.